chitika musapimberera kware 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 kware
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Mukushi traditional leader concerned over rising school dropouts. Deck officer raises alarm over alcohol abuse among women in Mufurila. In African news, the upcoming polls mask Congo Brazzaville's brewing succession fight. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A traditional leader in Mukushi district has expressed concern over rising school dropout rates, particularly among boys in the area. Chanda Spoon, the headman of Fivanga village, says many boys are abandoning school to venture into motorbike riding as a source of income. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, headman Chanda said the trend is worrying and could negatively affect the future of young people in the district. He has since urged parents to stop providing motorbikes to their children and instead prioritize education.
Katule mona ati buteko bwali bombesha so na kosere cha bafya chibanangi tutwala abana ku masukuru tuira bapela maonda so nga marusha sana pa maonda mulesi sangati ma age abali ngire bali mu grade 12 abali mu grade 7 abali mu grade 8 please na kukomisha kwa basi so eba fya ten tutwala abana ku sukuru ero na lomba no kwa sa tubombere pamu as a community na ba na ba na ba na nya ba ba bamba ba kapokola ba Aba bumbira pamutsebo bale mona ku akati utalini yoko akati le ndana wonda why yedile ku sikolo muno mu community natu ata problem sana sana ngakunganga bashita mawonda.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Mufurila district has expressed concern over the rising number of women abusing alcohol, saying the trend is contributing to increased cases of gender-based violence at GBV in the country. Sitwala Mebelo, an education and investigations officer, said excessive alcohol consumption among some women is fueling domestic conflicts which often escalate into GBV. Ms. Mebelo has called on the community members, especially women, to drink responsibly and participate in support programs aimed at reducing alcohol abuse and promoting peaceful homes. She further urged families and community leaders to work together to address substance abuse in order to curb gender-based violence in the district. Entrepreneur Zambia Executive Director Martin Kampamba has urged young people to seize the opportunities provided through government empowerment programs. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Kampamba encouraged our young entrepreneurs to leverage the Constituency Development Fund to create businesses and expand their ventures. He also called for the decentralization of the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts, suggesting that youth officers be stationed in districts to connect young people to funding opportunities and resources.
The other opportunity that we may have is to cry to the government of the Republic of Zambia, as His Excellency the President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, in the Youth Indaba pronounced that is going to create the loan managers in the constituencies to man the funding. Our call as Futurepreneur is that not only should he do that, but what we are asking is to decentralize the Ministry of Youth and Sports. That should be an anchor to help young people to develop those business proposals. Attaching those staffs or young people to the Constituency Development Fund, it should not be enough, but let be linked to the Ministry of Youth and Sport and those young people that are going to be stationed in the districts.
A proposed tobacco control bill in Zambia has raised concern among economists who warn that it could negatively affect the country's economy and livelihoods. Economist Lubinda Habazoka says the legislation threatens thousands of jobs, particularly for rural farmers involved in the tobacco value chain. Professor Habazoka explains that the bill could affect everyone from seedling suppliers to exporters, and may lead to job losses among cigarette manufacturers and related companies. He added that the government also risks losing significant tax revenue collected from the tobacco products. Professor Habazoka further warned that restricting the industry could reduce foreign exchange earnings and encourage illicit cigarette trade with neighboring countries such as Zimbabwe and Malawi, potentially supplying tobacco illegally. He has instead called for stronger awareness campaigns on the dangers of smoking rather than imposing restrictions.
And to collect revenue from there, tobacco, we are just even going to encourage our neighbors, Tanzania, Malawi, Zimbabwe, to be bringing in the tobacco into the country. A person can easily walk, our borders are workable, a person will come in and start making makeshift cigarettes and selling to seedmen. So for it to be very highly regulated, I think we need to think forward so that we don't highly regulate the industry. Let's also look at what's happening on the global stage. The whole world, South Africa, for example, Malawi itself, or Europe, the USA, I don't think the health hazards are that much, it's just awareness.
We break the set of commissions, but before that, we have our current business rates.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zama na jarandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua, 130. 50 kg kalembula, 110. 50 kg delele, 140. 50 kg lumanda, 130. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg repu, 250. 50 kg Chinese, 120. 50 kg mupilu, 150. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg dindingoma, 130. 50 kg kandolo, 350. 50 kg mundambi, 130. 50 kg shavaza freshi, kadononga, 400. Chalimbana, 700. Bokosi ya tomato, 130. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 280. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 100 kwacha. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tre ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 380. Meda vinkubala, 500. Meda binzi, 210. Meda impwa, 30 kwacha. Meda delele, 20 kwacha. Meda green beans, 50 kwacha. Medan pilipili, 60.